Crowley's Kiss. I'd known we'd want a black tea with hibiscus ever since we worked up typo. However, it didn't seem particularly pressing at the time, especially given how obnoxious it was to work with our original supply of hibiscus. There are a number of ingredients we've discovered that are somewhat weaponized. Whole dry hibiscus flowers are definitely on that list. It took us multiple tries to come up with a method that didn't waste too much flower matter and didn't draw blood. Yes, you heard right on that last part. Didn't draw blood. First experiments with breaking up hibiscus flowers, I stabbed myself repeatedly on the sharp bits. Actually had to take a couple of days away from working with tea, waiting for my hands to heal up. So, while I love hibiscus, and so does Mr. Tea, I ended up avoiding using it in tea. Not consciously, really, but it did happen. One of our suppliers eventually started offering hibiscus in smaller bits that were usable right out of the bag. There was much rejoicing. One of my ongoing projects at the moment is to expand our selection of every sort of tea we use that isn't our standard black tea or Russian caravan. I decided to start out with the green teas and our white tea. One morning, I settle in to work on a green tea I'd scribbled notes down for, and after brewing the test cup, I'm wandering around, doing work things, mulling over the taste, trying to decide if the balance worked well, or if I needed to change the ratios in the tea to truly have a winner. This process led me to think about the taste of rose hips, which led me to hibiscus, as I put it in a similar flavor category, which led to me remembering that we'd wanted a black tea with hibiscus, and it seemed really odd that we didn't have it yet. I hadn't been intending on inventing more than one tea that day, but the hibiscus black got stuck in my head and would not go away. The first test blend was so visually striking, I knew it would need to be connected to a character with a particular sort of style. Originally, we were thinking of Rowena, and had some tea name ideas in that general vein. But as the conversations on Twitter and between Mr. T and I evolved, we realized Crowley had that particular sort of style. And we miss him. Mr. T came up with Crowley's Kiss on the second or third day of name discussion, and we knew it was a lock. Now, for the basics. Crowley's Kiss contains fair trade black tea and hibiscus. Both are organic. A batch weighs in at 2.8 ounces and will make between 25 and 30 servings of tea. You can purchase it as loose tea, or we can make it into tea bags for you. As loose tea, you can purchase a 5-serving sample or a full batch in a bag or tin. For tea bags, we offer a single tea bag, a 5-tea bag sample, and a full batch in a bag. Crowley's Kiss is available in both our personal shop and our Etsy store. One final note on hibiscus. We do not recommend utilizing dairy with teas that contain hibiscus. Depending on the brew strength, it can actually cause milk to curdle.